Nossa, escuta.
It's April 19th, or as we like to call it here in the logbook.com's escape pod, Space Station Day. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1971, the Soviet Union launched the world's first space station into orbit. Salyut 1 represented a new Soviet space strategy. Since the race to the moon had been lost, the Soviet space program would concentrate on long-term human endurance in space and would study its effects on cosmonauts. Only one crew successfully occupied Salyut 1. In 1982, Salyut 7, the last Soviet space station before Mir, was sent into orbit. It stayed there for nearly a decade, and it was also a major rethink as the Soviet space program began to test ways to expand space stations by launching multiple modules, a design idea which led to Mir and the International Space Station. And in 2001, Space Shuttle Endeavour lifted off on a 12-day visit to the International Space Station, during which it installed the station's remote manipulator arm, similar to the ones flown aboard many shuttle missions. Actor Tim Curry was born today in 1946. In 1981, Hayden Christensen was born. He would later fill the boots of Darth Vader in Star Wars Episodes 2 and 3.
Obi-Wan is a great mentor. I am truly thankful to be his apprentice. In some ways, I'm really ahead of him.
Today in 1882, Charles Darwin died. And in 2011, actress Elizabeth Sladen, known to Doctor Who fans as Sarah Jane Smith, died only 2 months after being diagnosed with cancer.
I can't believe it's you. Okay. Now I can.
In 1996, Mystery Science Theater 3000 the movie premiered, bringing Mike and the Bots to the big screen to shred the sci-fi classic This Island Earth.
Industry, science, and technology.
Big men putting screwdrivers into things, turning them, and adjusting them.
Build your own atom storage box.
Bringing you state-of-the-art in soft-serve technology.
Snapple's caps off any size jug, bottle, or jar, and it really, really works.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.
That's enough. Normal view.
Normal view. Normal view.